From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the United States should extradite a Muslim cleric over his alleged involvement in Friday's failed military coup. Fethullah Gulen is in self-imposed exile in Pennsylvania. He's denied any involvement in the coup. Yüksel Alp Aslan Dogan is a Gulen advisor.
He actually said that he feels insulted by this accusation because he has been a victim of four military coups in Turkey before. He is a man of peace. He defended peace against terrorist groups like ISIS. He condemned violence of all kinds throughout his life.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the U.S. is awaiting Turkey's formal extradition request, but added it must fulfill certain requirements.
There are essentially two factors. The first is the request would be evaluated to determine whether or not it was related to crimes that are covered by the extradition treaty. And then second, there would be an evaluation made jointly by the Department of State and by the Department of Justice to determine whether or not the evidentiary standard that's described in the treaty is met.
Turkey's Prime Minister Binali Yildirim promised to rethink Turkey's relationship with Washington if Gulen is not extradited. Media reports say nearly 20,000 members of the police, civil service, judiciary, and army have been detained or suspended since the coup attempt. More than 200 were killed as a faction of the military tries to seize power. Popular South African race car driver Gugu Zulu died early Monday while trying to reach the summit of Tanzania's nearly 5,900-meter-tall Mount Kilimanjaro, part of a charity drive for underprivileged girls on behalf of the Nelson Mandela Foundation. The 38-year-old Zulu climbing with his wife and a team when he experienced breathing difficulties. A statement said medical teams tried but failed to revive him. This is VOA News. Police officials in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Monday said a black former U.S. Marine identified as Gavin Long was the gunman who shot and killed three policemen and wounded three others. They say he planned his attack against policemen. Colonel Mike Edmondson heads the Louisiana State Police.
There is no doubt whatsoever that these officers were intentionally targeted and assassinated. It was a calculated act against those who work to protect his community every single day.
The 29-year-old Long killed in a police shootout, Baton Rouge, the scene of a fatal police shooting in early this month of a black man. Another black man was shot dead by police in Minnesota a day later. Following that, July 7th, five Dallas, Texas policemen were killed by a heavily armed lone black gunman. The Republican National Convention enters a second day in Cleveland, Ohio, after presumptive presidential nominee Donald Trump addressed delegates before introducing his wife, Melania, late Monday.
We're going to win so big. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to win so big. Thank you.
Trump's wife said her husband loves America.
I have been with Donald for 18 years, and I have been aware of his love for this country since we first met. He never had a hidden agenda when it comes to his patriotism. Because, like me, he loves this country very much.
Earlier Monday, the convention was engulfed in controversy as Trump opponents attempted but failed to get a floor vote on the convention's rules. African Union leaders meeting Monday in Kigali, Rwanda, approved a proposal to deploy a regional protection force to South Sudan. AU Peace and Security Commissioner Smail Shergui said it will go beyond the UN peacekeeping mandate.
We all agree that the situation is urgent. But I was saying within the UN mission. So I think in the coming days, the Security Council will meet to discuss this proposal. And when it comes to the generating the force, that's our responsibility, and we are ready for that.
A shaky ceasefire is holding in South Sudan after fresh violence between rival factions of President Salva Kiir and First Vice President Riek Machar broke out 2 weeks ago, leaving at least 300 dead, thousands displaced. With the Olympic Games in Rio just 3 weeks away, the International Olympic Committee has promised tough sanctions after a report found Moscow concealed hundreds of positive doping tests in many competitions preceding the Sochi Winter Games. Suspected Maoist rebels in India killed at least 10 policemen in an ambush in a remote part of Bihar State. At least three guerrillas were killed. The Philippines turned down bilateral talks with China because it refuses to discuss last week's court ruling, nullifying most of its claims of sovereignty in the South China Sea. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.